Thank you so much, Hillary. It is Friday, and I want to talk to you. I'm so concerned about the next generation of kids, and people are always saying to me, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Here's what you do. You pull your kids out of school. That's what you do. Schools are completely mad now. Right now, 50 million kids are attending America's public schools. The left isn't hiding it anymore. It is indoctrination. The real world skills like reading, writing, arithmetic, and American history have been replaced with social justice, gender confusion, and test-driven instruction in the classroom. That's why the Freedom Project Academy was created, to reverse this. Go to freedomforschool.com and request your free information packet today. That's freedomforschool.com. And also you can subscribe to their weekly podcast, The Dr. Duke Show, available on iTunes and more. Take back control of your kids' education. Take control of your country and your freedom again. freedomforschool.com while you can.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I got an email last night from Michael Rechtenwald. He is a professor at NYU. He was a guy who wrote white papers for communists for years, and then he finally woke up just recently, and he was like, whoa, 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 whoa. This was theory for me. This always ends in death squads. This is really bad. He is woke. And he wrote me last night. He said, I saw your special. And he said, Glenn, you're right, spot on the money. He said, but I've cracked the code on one thing. He said, this is a different kind of socialism or authoritarianism. And I invited him to come on the show because he agrees with me. We're running out of time. Now, maybe he will be on with us, I hope, early next week to explain his theory, because I think he's right on the money. But time is of the essence, because voices are being silenced, and I'm going to talk to you about that. What the Poynter Institute did yesterday, also what Facebook did yesterday, it is bone-chilling. Steven Crowder is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes, because he looks like he and his 4 million YouTube followers are going to be banned from YouTube. Steven Crowder. All of that begins in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I want to talk to you a little bit about 1-800-FLOWERS. Mother's Day is right around the corner. I came home last night, and my teenagers, I choke them to death at times. They were just being teenagers, and you know, it's like every night I come home and it's something new and exciting, and yet it's exactly the same thing over and over and over again. And I'm like, how is it that these teenagers don't see just basic logic? They don't. Wait, Stu, you're going to love the teenage years.
I can't wait. I can totally see it coming. And I just, you're getting to the point, like, you sound like you're a guy in your bathrobe on the front lawn.
Get off my lawn. I'm there.
I love it.
I am there. And I said to my wife last night, I said, you know, it's like one of these days, I think I'm just going to drive by the house. Be like, oh, wonder who lives there. Move on. You know what I mean? And then I realized, no, then you'd be trapped here all by yourself. Mm. My wife, she doesn't get to go away from it. She's there all day. 1-800-FLOWERS. Mom deserves a nice day. 1-800-FLOWERS. If you go there right now, they have a special for you. Let me look what the special is. It is 24 multicolored roses for $24. Oh, wow, that's good. Is that end? Yeah, that ends today. So 24 multicolored roses for $24. It's really easy. They're beautiful roses. Look, they're right here. See how, yeah. And see how tight they are in the bud. They will actually bloom in the water. It's 1-800-flowers.com. 1-800-flowers.com. This ends today. You have to use the promo code BECK to get the 24 for $24 right now. 1-800-Flowers.com, promo code back. So, Stu, you want to start with Pointer, or you want to start with Facebook?
I think we got to start with Facebook.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, Facebook decided to do another new round of purging yesterday, mm-hmm. in which they...
What was that word again?
Purging?
Purge. I thought that was purge. Really scary movie. Purges in the Soviet Union? Kind of scary. Mm. Kind of scary. Usually ends up with a bullet in your head. Now, I know that's a joke on this show, because everything ends up with a bullet in your head, but we're starting to get to the point to where you can almost hear the guns being loaded.
Well, the bullet has been put in the head of several people's businesses. Mm-hmm. I think you can say that. And I think and it's certainly muffled their voices in a really significant way. And some of these people are, I don't know, some of my least favorite people on the planet.
Yes.
People like Alex Jones, mm-hmm. And also people like Louis Farrakhan, mm-hmm. who were both banned.
Now, I don't know about you, Stu, but, you know, I'm 50-something years old. I stopped counting. I've lived with Louis Farrakhan saying crazy, hateful things my whole life, and I'm fine. I don't like Louis Farrakhan. I think the man is a dangerous guy, but I've never in my life thought, boy, you know what we should do? Shut him up.
Oh, one of the best things that we can do is hear what he's saying.
Yes.
I want to know what Louis Farrakhan is telling people in his congregations. Mm-hmm. I want to know, because mm-hmm. it's certainly helpful for us.
Yeah, does it help to silence Louis Farrakhan so you don't know what he's saying? To thousands of people, mm-hmm. is it best to just be completely oblivious to that? Or should we see what he's saying? And more importantly, lately, who exactly in Washington is in his audience?
I will say, however, this move is likely at least partially the fault of conservatives, if you think it's a bad move. And I have no love for Louis Farrakhan at all. But the approach here from conservatives largely has been, when they go after someone who's supposedly on the right, mm-hmm. And some of these people are and some of them aren't, but you go after someone on the right, and instead of saying, like, wait a minute, this is wrong, you shouldn't be banning anybody, and then next time there's a controversy with someone on the left, we have said, look, I don't want people on the left thrown off of these platforms either. Many people on the right, or, you know, Republicans, conservatives, nationalists, whatever you think, many people on that side of the aisle have said, well, why haven't you banned Louis Farrakhan then? And we've even said it
and
before.
I've said it, but I don't want anyone
right.
banned.
Right.
I'm saying, wait, if this one's so bad, this one is really bad, and you're not banning.
So what I think Facebook is doing here is, look, we're getting rid of these people.
Of course,
and they're
they
saying,
are.
Well, what's the typical talking point we hear every time we ban one of these guys? Well, why don't you ban Louis Farrakhan? They did.
I got news
for
you.
Does that feel good, though? Is that a win for us?
I got news for you, Democrats. You better listen. You average neighbor mm-hmm. Democrat, the one who is just going down their own business, and you're just thinking, well, they don't really mean they want to get rid of the free market system. No, they won't really do that. And, you know, people like, well, Breitbart, they're dangerous.
Yeah.
I got news for you. You are going to be had next. Because if you don't think that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all of those other Democrats that you might go, well, they're a little crazy or a little old or whatever, but, you know, they're the ones really running the show. No, they're not. No, they're not. You have opened up Pandora's box, and now the people who are actually running the show. I mean, look at Ocasio-Cortez. She was nobody. She was a nobody 18 months ago. She now has the clout to be able to threaten the people in Congress on the Democratic side. If you don't vote with us, we are going to send our troops into your district, and we're targeting you. They are terrified of the left. And I'm sorry, but it is those people. It is those people that have the ear of Facebook. It is Media Matters. It is the Southern Poverty Law Center. They are in collusion. We have the documents. Did you know that media matters? And if you're on the left, I'm sorry, not on the left, if you're a Democrat, you need to look into Media Matters. You need to see who these people really are. They're not just some, well, it's just somebody who's just trying to keep things fair. No, really?
No, of course not.
It's not what's happening. And these people are the ones who are inside now saying who gets to speak and who doesn't. And I'm telling you, if you start, we are very close for it being too late for the Democrats to stand up and say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. You guys are a little too crazy here. You're in bed with CARE. You're in bed with Islamists. No, 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 no. We're not doing that. It's the hour is growing late for Democrats, and they will target you. You. This is the old poem. First, they came for the trade unionist, and I said nothing because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the capitalist, and I wasn't a capitalist, so I didn't say anything. You better speak up now, because this one is, first they came for Alex Jones, and I thought he was horrible, and so, you know, I didn't say anything. I'm going to give you the next one. Next, Poynter Institute, which I'll talk to you about in a second. Next, they came for the Washington Examiner. And I didn't say anything because I didn't even know what the Washington Examiner was. The next one is, then they came for the regular Democrat. And I wasn't a regular Democrat, so I didn't say anything. You're toast. You are toast. These guys are truly the kind of people that lead us to Venezuela. Stop lying to yourself. That's who these people are.
And we should also look at ourselves here, because we need a little examination in the mirror of how we handle these things. Because when the left comes up with this, with a crappy standard like this, hey, we're going to fire people for things that they say, even when they're dumb. We're going to get rid of them. We're going to ban them from all these platforms. We have a choice to make, either to argue for a better standard or to argue that their crappy standard should be applied more broadly. And we constantly argue that side of it. Hey, you know the crappy thing that's hurting us? We should make it hurt the left, too. And what does that do? It just codifies that standard. And now that standard can be applied more broadly. So it happens, this thing that we think is unjust happens to more people.
Here's what's going to happen. I can tell you right now, here's what's going to happen. They're going to start talking about some sort of a public utility. They're going to say, you know what? The internet is really a public utility. I mean, Facebook, Google, it's so big, it's a public utility. Mark Zuckerberg is begging for this. Now, why would they beg for this? Because it's corporate socialism. They're going to get into bed with the United States government. And do you think that's going to work out well when the government has access to the information and data systems of Facebook and Google? Do you see what we're building here?
No, scary. And you want to go even scarier than this? Because, you know, look, it was people from InfoWars. It was people. It was Louis Farrakhan. Another one was Paul Nehlen, who is, you know, to me, an awful, awful guy who ran for Congress and has said all sorts of anti-Semitic things, among others. But can you constitutionally even ban a candidate who's running for office? I know we've done this a million times. We play these things every single campaign cycle. Some legit KKK member will run for Congress, and radio stations are forced to play their ads. Well, they're saying horrible things, the worst things you can imagine, but they can't do anything about it because of campaign finance laws. They're going to ban people who are actually potentially running for office?
This new decision from Facebook, if you get on Facebook and you defend the people who have been banned, you say, Laura Loomer is great. What has Laura Loomer done? What has the Washington Examiner done?
And this isn't you saying these things. This is if you go online and say these things.
Thank you, because it'll be taken by Media Matters and taken out of context, and then we'll be banned. But if you say that on Facebook, you can now be banned.
Here's the quote. In some instances, when Facebook bans an individual or organization, it also restricts others from expressing praise or support for them on its platforms.
So they disappear. This is, I mean,
what?
This is insane. This is what they did to the Jews. if somebody just disappeared, if your neighbor who was Jewish just disappeared, do not ask where they went. Don't ask. That was the law. Don't ask. Because if you really want to know, oh, you'll find out. You'll be on the next train. This is how it started.
Who was the person that came up was initially talking about digital ghettoization? Do you remember who that was?
Yeah, it was, I want to say Edwin Black.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
And that's
it.
I mean, obviously there's massive differences here, but listen, I mean, the same process
it's digital.
Being applied to speech.
Yeah, it's
right?
digital. Yeah. It's not physical
right.
yet.
Yep.
But it is digital.
Well, it wasn't physical at the beginning in Germany either.
No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. First you just couldn't have
a business. Remember
business.
That?
You couldn't have a car. Mm-hmm. You couldn't have your own radio. I mean, you would lose your phone rights. Hello? Is anybody paying attention?
You don't necessarily get to the end of a road when you start walking down it. But if what is at the end of the road is something you don't like,
don't
take steps.
Don't start walking down that road.
Don't start walking down that road.
All right. Let me tell you about our sponsor. It's FilterBy. Spring is here. Pollen is in the air.
Pollution is too.
Yeah.
And that just comes.
Did
it doesn't
see,
have to be spring.
Did you see AOC, what she said yesterday about she was talking about we had somebody from the fossil fuels industry come in and testify that fossil fuels can be good and healthy. Oh, my gosh. No, you're kidding me. What do you think is holding all of those little cold tablets into the capsule, you idiot? That is a fossil fuel. Petrochemicals. What do you think Vaseline is? Do you have any idea when they give you a shot with a syringe? What do you think the little plunger thing is made out of?
Yeah.
Fossil fuels.
Yeah, here's the thing. Well, here's a nice thing. God. Let me give you a little graph to work on at home, little boys and girls. Chart on the graph, number one, life expectancy. Number two, global population. And number three, CO2 emissions. See how close those lines are. What you're going to find is they're almost identical. When one goes up, the others are going up.
When one goes down because you've banned it, the others go down.
Yeah. When we have global recession
okay.
is the only time the other line goes down.
You know, I banned myself. I'm really struggling hard not to call people morons. I said, I don't want to call people morons, so I have to just get it out of my system right now. And I'm not going to say it about anybody in particular, but there's a lot of freaking morons out there right now. And I'm losing my mind because we're not waking up. Where's your bottom, America? Where's your bottom?
I think that you're still in the middle of a commercial, by the way.
I am.
So I'm going to point that out.
Oh, yeah. It's filter by. Maybe there should be some filters on this program today. Anyway. FilterBuy.com. Tell them I sent you. It's well worth it. They'll save money on your filters. They'll deliver them automatically so you can concentrate on the things that you have to concentrate on, like all the morons that you're surrounded by. FilterBuy.com. FilterBuy.com. 10 seconds, station ID. Okay, so the Journalism Institute of Poynter. You know who the Poynter Institute is, don't you, Stu?
Yes, they've not always been friendly to us, but
yeah,
they're supposedly a very
respected journalistic institute.
Are they the people behind factcheck.org?
I think they are.
I think they are, right?
Yeah, they're very respected.
And, you know, look.
In fact, one of the founders of The Blaze, Betsy Morgan, was on their board of directors for a long time.
Is she now? I don't know.
I don't think she is.
Okay, yeah. I mean, certainly she would have nothing to do with this nonsense. But,
no.
It is one of those things where they have been generally well respected. At times, they've taken... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They've been rough on conservatives, mm-hmm. I would mm-hmm. say, mm-hmm. but they seem to be ratcheting that up to a new level.
Well, they've started the International Fact-Checking Network, and they've just come out with a data set that they call the UN-News. Now, these are the most unreliable news sites. And it's beyond just a list of unreliable news sites, and I'll explain why here in a second. But on it, here's some of the highlights. Breitbart, Daily Wire, Drudge Report, Free Beacon, Judicial Watch, Live Action News, the Media Research Center, PJ Media, Project Veritas, Red State, Twitchy, The Washington Examiner, and The Blaze. Now, this is only a problem because they are the ones who Facebook, Google, iTunes, they go to and say, well, who can we trust? Who should we ban? Well, there's the list. And if you don't think it's a list of people you should ban, why would they include the language and call this a blacklist? I thought blacklisting people was something you didn't want to do. George Soros's
Open
Society Institute gave them $1.3 million in a grant for funding this. So you know exactly what it is. But here's what it says at the end. If you want to change the world, you have to stop funding misinformation. And that's why marketers can create their own blacklists. Advertisers don't want to support publishers that might tar their brand with hate speech, falsehoods, and some kinds of political messaging. That's part of this list. They're compiling this list so advertisers can pull all of their advertising money from these sites. Now, this works hand in hand with Facebook going, you know what? I don't think we should sponsor them. YouTube, 4 million followers of Steven Crowder. 4 million. He's about to lose that platform. Because, you know, he's out of control. He's just out of control. Steven Crowder now being silenced. He joins us next.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right, let me tell you about our sponsor this half hour. It's LifeLock. Latest trend for dark web cyber criminals is hacking into sensitive networks to steal the identities of children and then sell that personal data on the dark web. Now, here's the reason why they steal the information from children. Because children have, 15, 18 years before they really start to spend any kind of money or need a credit analysis. So you've got all this time to just destroy the credit of this individual. This is a growing reality, and it's because of the world is going into cyber wars, and there's not going to be anybody who's on the sidelines. They're going to destroy everything, just as bombs did in World War II Europe. Cyber bombs are going to do the same to each of us. So you need somebody protecting you, and LifeLock is the best in the business. Please let them guard your information. Nobody can stop all of it, but they're the best in the business and help to fix it if it goes wrong. LifeLock.com, promo code Beck, 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com.
If you want to support Steven Crowder, a great way to do it is subscribing to Blaze. BlazeTV.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn.
After a childhood full of unsuccessful attempts to pull the wool over mom's eyes, I don't think really mom is going to miss that last-minute Mother's Day gift and really think that that was something truly thoughtful. This Mother's Day, don't settle for anything other than really thoughtful. Right now, the biggest and the brightest bouquets from 1-800-Flowers.com will do the job. They have amazing offers on a beautiful Mother's Day bouquet and arrangement starting at $29.99. With an amazing selection of sweets and treats and bouquets, really anything that you can think of, 1-800-Flowers has it. for Mother's Day. Mother's Day bouquets and arrangements start now at $29.99, an amazing offer, but you have to order today. Make sure you lock in this offer, only good while supplies last. After you've chosen the gorgeous bouquet or arrangement, just pick a delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. 1-800-Flowers. Trust them to make mom feel loved. To order beautiful and vibrant Mother's Day bouquets starting at $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com/Beck. Order today. Save at 1-800-Flowers.com/Beck. Well, another right-wing extremist, you know, the kind of right-wing extremist like Louis Farrakhan is. Right-wing extremist Steven Crowder is joining us now, a guy who is in jeopardy of losing his over 4 million followers on YouTube. Quite honestly, a company he helped build by promoting it and being on it. Now they are saying that, well, he's violating all kinds of rules, and he now has 3 strikes against him. Steven, give me the update. What's happening with you and YouTube?
Well, first, you know, I've seen better days. I last week I went on a couple's cruise, and next thing you know, I'm getting my Phetan levels checked and being told about Xenu when I have measles. So, warning to everyone out there. Yeah, make sure you get it right before you know. The timeshare sale there isn't exactly what's built. No, I do. I hate to correct you there. We don't have 3 strikes on YouTube, so I don't want to get super nerdy on this, but we were going to have 3 hard strikes on my YouTube channel, which, like you said, is close to 4 million subscribers. And with my lawyer, we kind of negotiated that down to 1 hard strike. You know, here's the thing. A lot of these are false copyright claims. This happens because there are big corporations that abuse the system and YouTube doesn't really follow the law. And not just conservatives deal with that, of course. But when you add that up, the cumulative effect of everything being demonetized, of other videos also being either removed or deemed a violation of services, we really do have to deal with it on all fronts. And it's a constantly changing rule game. That's the issue here with places like YouTube. And, you know, I've gone out and met with the executives at YouTube. So has my lawyer. We've sat down and said, okay, what are the rules? This is your platform. That's fine. Do you want conservative voices? They kept saying, yes, 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 we do. We said, okay, how do we need to create content to make sure that that we're not afoul of any of these rules? And we followed all of them. And now they've changed. So to give you an idea, Glenn, this is a little bit nerdy, but this is how it used to work. You used to get hit with a copyright claim on YouTube, okay? And then you would file a counterclaim.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who were hitting you with a copyright claim had 10 days to file suit. That's the legal process. In other words, they say, hey, we think this is copyright. You say, no, it's not. And then they say, okay, we're going to sue you or not. Now, we've never lost a case. Shia LaBeouf, the Bob Ross estate, I think the Carpenters.
Bob Ross's estate.
Bob Ross's estate.
Oh, that was a great episode, too, Stephen. Classic. That was a great episode.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, naturally, we kind of expected to get in some hot water.
Yeah. You know. Or dead. One of the two.
Right,
but,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, once you paint Muhammad as Bob Ross in a parody of the BuzzFeed article, you've kind of decided your line of work.
Yes.
You can hear the sound of the door slamming behind you.
Yes.
This last one, we did a parody of Kiss's Dr. Love, and we did Dr. Trump, and we created the track from the ground up. So in other words, we have the project file. We can show this isn't a karaoke track. We created a track. It's clearly parody. We went through the effort of making a music video. And this video was run in 3 different videos in the form of a clip, one clip or another. So boom, it was going to be 3 strikes. And we said, well, hold on a second. We'll just remove it here from these other places. We'll keep it up, and we'll file a counterclaim. And YouTube said, well, that's not how it works now. We've changed the rules. You're going to get hit with a hard strike. But if you take the hard strike, then you can file your counterclaim, and they'll have 10 days to file suit against you and sue you. So,
do they remove the hard strike?
Well, this is how it used to be. It used to be before the hard strike.
Right.
So we said, okay, we'll incur the risk. We'll let our channel get a hard strike, because if you get 3, your channel's gone. It's gone for good, baby. So we said, okay, we'll take 1 hard strike here. We'll file the counterclaim, and then they can sue us, put their money where their mouth is. Instead, we allowed the hard strike, we filed the counterclaim, and then YouTube just rejected the counterclaim. This has never happened before. It is the duty, the onus is on them to sue us,
yes,
to prove that we're guilty.
Stephen,
YouTube rejected it without reason.
Stephen, what What would you say about Stu? What's the guy who does the parody songs that you've always loved for Eat It? What's his name?
Weird Al Yankovic.
I'm a nerd. What you just did is what Weird Al always has done.
Right.
So what is the difference?
Well, that's where, you suspect foul play because we're a conservative. And I don't think it's completely ill-founded when you look at the fact that they just, Facebook and Instagram just banned Alex Jones, Milo, Paul Joseph Watson, and as you said, far right Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, wait. You have to hear from what... Wait. I have to give you this. Your head will explode. This is actually what... the Washington Post responded, it's perilous to force strict left-right labels and framing onto political extremists, but even an elementary understanding of Farrakhan's beliefs place him on the American political right.
What?
Yeah.
People assume the opposite because he and his followers are black. Oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my mind.
No, I think Farrakhan assumes the opposite because he says, nah, it's the opposite. Also, I hate Jews. That's why. And someone's gonna quote me saying I hate Jews. No, literally, Farrakhan has said that Jews are the devil. Okay, and here's the thing. Just to give you an idea, I disagree with Farrakhan and everything he stands for. I would never dream of trying to get him banned. I want him out there so that I can fight
so
his
do
ideas
I.
with better ideas.
I despise Louis Farrakhan. I despise him. But he has been a part of my life, my whole life. He's been saying crazy things since, I think, before I was born. And we've all seemed to survive it. We cannot begin to ban speech, period.
Right. Well, they've already begun to ban speech. And the thing is, I don't want to say this to sound like it's boastful, but we're far and away the number one conservative YouTube channel that's ever existed.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm very grateful for it. And the issue is, if we're going to be banned from YouTube, and I don't know that we will, there's no one left. It just means they don't want conservative voices. I mean, we host people of all different kinds of opinions, of all different walks of life. For crying out loud, this is the channel that does Change My Mind, which is literally 45 minutes to an hour of completely unedited long-form civil discussions with kids on college campuses. And now we're doing segments where we actually just moderate college students conversing with each other and rationalizing their positions. And of course, all those videos are demonetized. We've accepted that for a long time. But here's my question. This is the ultimate question. We're going to fight this legally. People can follow me and, of course, join up at the Blaze TV and support us. But if Change My Mind, which is a segment that we do that, again, is 1 hour, no profanity, unedited, completely contextual, of people conversing in a civil dialogue, if that is demonetized, if that is considered a violation of YouTube's policies, can someone please tell me how can conservatives be on the platform? How? What would be acceptable? If not that, what? And no one has given me an answer. I don't know how much more productive it could possibly be. At a certain point, they just have to say, now, listen, we don't want any conservatives on the platform. But they're not, and that's the dishonest business practice. If today YouTube said, all right, we're getting rid of anyone who's right of center, we'd be having a different conversation. And I'd say, okay, at least they're being honest about it. They're not. And, I have to have lawyers. I have one great half Asian lawyer. I don't have a fleet of lawyers like most media entities do, but we really did. We have to fight this stuff legally on a daily basis. It becomes a part of the conservative business model. If you just want to take part on social media, you have to have legal consultants. It's ridiculous.
Steven Crowder, thank you so much. Thanks for everything that you do. Thanks for leading the way. And being brave enough to do the stuff that you do. In some ways, you're borderline nuts for doing it because it's a great risk to you personally and to you professionally. And I admire you for that. And I'm glad to work by your side, even in the background, just cheering you on from the cheap seats. But thank you so much, Steve.
Well, thank you very much. And everybody there, please get your measles vaccination before you go on a cruise. I learned the hard way.
Thanks a lot, Stephen. I appreciate it. There you heard it, Steven Crowder, anti-vaxxer, right there. That's what you heard. That's what I. That's what
does
I.
Does he really have measles? Is that? Is that?
I think. Yeah, oh I think God. He does. Yeah.
I cannot believe.
Yeah, he's bad. He's in bad shape.
Poor Steven. Yeah. Jeez, he's had a rough run here.
Listen, I mean this sincerely. Go support Ben Shapiro if you think he's making the biggest impact. I'm trying to convince all these people to come together so we can all just be together and we can have one beachfront. But please, if you can only support one, pick one. It could be The Blaze. It could be Bill O'Reilly.
Coming up next hour, by the way.
Yeah, it could be Ben Shapiro. Please just support us. I just got an email and I just want to read this real quick. I just got this in. Glenn, I'm a disabled American Christian who just gave up my Netflix to support you because I believe in you. I loved you on Fox and looked for you after. I became a yada, yada, yada. I watched your radio program every day. I take notes and I try to spread the word, yada, yada, yada. She goes into, could collecting emails help people like Steven Crowder stay in touch with his followers? In other words, if they shut us out of social media, God will provide another way, I'm sure. Amy, thank you. And I know this is a sacrifice for $9.99 or $9.95, whatever it is. I know this is a sacrifice for people, and I appreciate it. And if you can't afford it, you're doing what you can anyway. So we appreciate it. We just want you in the fight. If you can't afford it, we sure appreciate it, because they're starting to choke us to death. And that, I mean, all of us, choking us to death.
I'll say too, I would disagree with the characterization of it being a sacrifice. It's great freaking value.
No, it is. It is. I know,
but
people,
if you don't have the money,
people have priorities.
Of course.
People have priorities.
But I mean, there's a lot of, just Steven's show by itself is worth $9.95 a month.
It is.
If you add on this one and Wonderful World of Stew is obviously worth $900 a month.
Yeah.
But Chad Prather and Mark Levin and Eric Bowling, and there's so many great
all
hosts. There's so much great content.
Ali Stuckey.
Ali Stuckey's great.
Anyway, we'd like your support. But she brought up a really good point at the end. Could emails help? Yes, we were all foolish enough to help build Facebook and YouTube, and they own all that information. So I may have, 2 or 3 million followers on Facebook, but I don't have any of that information. So when they cut me out of your feed through their algorithm, I can't contact you. So the best thing you can do is subscribe to our free newsletters. Go to either The Blaze and subscribe to The Blaze, subscribe to glenbeck.com, our newsletter that comes out every day. That's the only way we can contact you if they start to choke us off. Thank God, quite honestly, for iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio, I've been a partner with since 1990, and these people have a backbone, and they are not flinching when it comes to freedom of speech. And there is no company that I have partnered with that is better than iHeartMedia. This radio station that you are hearing my voice on right now, support them. Support them by supporting their advertisers. Help them in any way that you can. This needs to be a clarion call. Voices are being snuffed out. Do what you can to help us. At least pray for us, because things are changing in this country quickly. All right, want to tell you about Simply Safe, 100% committed to helping you fear less at home. New data set from 2018 shows 88% of all burglaries happen in the home. They're residential. 77% of all crimes are property crimes. 3 out of 4 homes are going to be broken into in the next 20 years, and the renter is the most vulnerable. Now, the renter is hard because the renter probably doesn't have, an alarm system because it's expensive, or because you're renting and you don't want to put that expense into the house that you're just renting, or you can't wire it. Well, Simply Safe is there. Simply Safe is a fraction of a cost. It is much better than your wired services in the old line using the old line technology. You can get the best service, the best high-tech equipment, and it's all wireless. So you can take it with you to the next place, and you own the system. It is simply safe. Protect yourself. They're now protecting over 3 million people. Protect yourself with Simply Safe. SimplySafeBeck.com. Get a 10% discount at SimplySafeBeck.com. Free shipping, free returns, 10%. SimplySafeBeck.com. Welcome to the program. We have an important pointer update.
We do. This is an organization that named 500 unreliable news websites, including The Blaze. They were the un-news, as they call it.
Un-news, and by the way, that has huge ramifications for us, huge ramifications, and it's not just in algorithms, it's also for advertisers. They're using this as a blacklist for advertisers.
You'll be happy to know that they can no longer use that, because as of today, the Poynter Institute is reversing its decision. They are saying their aim was to provide a useful tool for readers to gauge the legitimacy of the information they were consuming. Soon after it was published, we received complaints from those on the list and readers who objected to the inclusion of certain sites and the exclusion of others. We began an audit to test the accuracy and veracity of the list, and while we feel that many of the sites did have a track record of publishing unreliable information, our review found weaknesses in the methodology.
Oh, really? They found weaknesses after they listed a group of people and said, witches, burn them.
Yeah. We detected inconsistencies between the findings of the original database, blah, blah, blah. The list was intended to be a starting place for readers and journalists. It was not intended to be definitive. We failed to ensure the data was rigorous before publication.
Right. So the people who are saying these are unreliable sites has admitted today, 24 hours later, that we're an unreliable site.
They got to put themselves on their own,
Put
list.
Yourself there. It's weird because that sounds an awful lot like what Joseph McCarthy would have said. You know what? We're just trying to find out, who communists were and who what. Sorry, it ended up in prison. We didn't see that one coming. All right, let me tell you a little about our sponsor before we get to Bill O'Reilly. It's American Financing. Whether you're buying first, next, or your forever home, when you make the right investment, it's sometimes really frightening if you don't have somebody that you trust that is helping you through this. I mean, I literally signed the day I signed the mortgage on my home. I finished the signature. The ink wasn't even dry. And the banker put their hand on my shoulder and said, you know, you're never going to sell this. And I was like, what? What? I mean, it was incredible. You need somebody who's on your side. And that would be American Financing. Go to AmericanFinancing.net, AmericanFinancing.net, and let them get you into the right home and the right financing for your home. AmericanFinancing.net, 800-906-2440, I believe is the number. AmericanFinancing.net.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Well, there's nothing going on, really. I mean, there's nothing happening on Capitol Hill. There's nothing happening with the media and Facebook banning voices and banning you if you defend those voices. There's nothing happening. There's nothing happening, you know, on abortion, you know, with a congressman who said, hey, kill him now or kill him later. You're either going to kill him at birth or you're going to kill him in the electric chair. Only to then respond to his critique by saying we should kill the retarded, and Donald Trump has a retarded son. We should have killed him. He proves my point. Holy cow. It's just conflict-free. It's conflict-free Friday. Good news is Bill O'Reilly is here, and he is always the horse whisperer. There's never anything to get riled up about when O'Reilly is on. Bill O'Reilly next.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
See, okay. For me, Glenn,
yeah.
Mother's Day is easy. I don't have to worry about such things.
Yeah.
I've already hooked my mom up with some Chamonix.
Really?
Yes. She already has this stuff, and she already loves it, and I already knew she loved it, so I didn't have to worry about it. I just was easy. This is an easy
one. So, in other words, you bought this for your mom before, and now you're saying I don't have to buy her a Mother's Day present.
I've replenished her supply.
Oh, really?
Of Chamonix. And that's, you know. And that combined with multiple decades of being a perfect son.
So when you said, so how do you say, because I know in the commercial it says, you know, hey, get rid of the turkey neck. I'm sure you didn't say to your mom, hey, mom, this will help you get rid of that turkey neck. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Skincare is important, Glenn.
Right.
And
mom, your skin could use some tightening up. I'm just saying.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, right.
I will say this, however. Moms do a lot of hard work, as you pointed out earlier on today's program.
Yes.
And, you know, your kid might not be as perfect as me. Treat yourself. This is a treat yourself moment here on Mother's Day. You can go to get this stuff for... Now, Glenn, you mentioned the turkey neck, the set double chin, the sagging jawlines, or just
you
make
don't
it
have to make this
better.
About me. Stop making this about me.
You
we were talking
are
about
America's
your mom.
Face what? Of the double chin, though, I feel mean, like at this point in your life.
You know, it really pisses me off that the guy who's now doing, what's his name, you know, Price is Right. Mm-hmm. I at least had somebody who was always fatter than me. I could always say, well, look, no, Colonel Sanders. People say, you look like Colonel Sanders. Have you looked at Colonel Sanders? He looks better than I do.
He had all the free fried chicken
he
could eat.
Oh, my gosh. And, I mean, he was eating it out of his trunk. I'm not kidding you. He was selling it out of the trunk of his car, and he still looked better than me.
All right. So GenuCell has the jawline treatment.
Can I take a bath in that stuff?
It's formulated with MDL technology. This works. And in fact, you don't have to worry about if you're a doubter, if you're a skeptic, that's fine because it's a money back guarantee here. For one more week, the GenuCell jawline treatment is yours absolutely free when you order the classic GenuCell for eye bags and puffiness. And with instant effects, you see results in the first 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. If you go to GenuCell.com, it's GenuCell.com. Or call 1-800-577-8709. They have a surprise Mother's Day premium gift with all orders. Call now 800-577-8709 or visit GenuCell.com. It's GenuCell.com.
Bill O'Reilly. Facebook began another round of purges yesterday. How long before they get to you and me?
You know, I don't know much about that world. we use it on BillO'Reilly.com.
And the Facebook machine?
Yeah, I mean, you get the stuff out.
Right.
Because that is a powerful way to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't have any trouble with them. I mean, we use them and we're fairly responsible. However... there are First Amendment protections for organizations that deal with news and public affairs. So,
well, the Poynter Institute yesterday came out and issued a list.
Yeah, I saw that. You were on that list.
Yeah, I'm on
but
that.
That's not see the Poynter Institute is really a piffle. They're not important.
Is that a word of the day, or are you going to save it for another
piffle? A piffle is a word of the day. But Facebook is. All right. So the Poynter Institute.
Well, the Poynter Institute, but the no. Poynter Institute.
This and Bill O'Reilly's that, and it doesn't matter.
No, Poynter Institute is respected by the left and people like Facebook, and they use things like the Poynter Institute to be able to change their algorithm and say, no, well, we've discussed this with experts. We're just going with the best experts that are out there that are saying these are, you know, unreliable. I mean, that's how Apple decides who goes in their Apple News.
Argument. What I'm trying to say is that if you have an organization that is being harmed by another organization, and you can prove your freedom of speech constitutional rights are being violated, that other organization is in trouble.
Well, so let me ask you this. YouTube right now is going after people because of copyright laws. Now, you and I know, I appreciate copyright laws. My stuff has been taken, and I have to have attorneys that are watching over our copyright laws.
Sure.
However, there is something called fair use. Now, if you take a whole show of mine and you put it on a platform and you're getting money for it, then that's a problem. However, fair use is something that we all know about. Facebook and YouTube now are going after conservatives by claiming fair use, by claiming copyright laws. And we had a team of attorneys in this week because last week we were flagged like 50 different times for fair use issues. And we're like, wait, this is what? This is what you do. You show somebody on MSNBC talking, saying something stupid, and then you comment on it. That's fair use.
Who drove that action against you?
YouTube. MSNBC.
All right. So MSNBC didn't like the fact that you were using clips of their shows.
Yes, and it's not just them. Yeah, it's not just them, but they were one of the main culprits.
All right. But there is a fairly well-defined fair use doctrine.
Yes, but YouTube.
In,
YouTube.
The FCC.
Right, but so YouTube is not covered by the FCC.
That, you don't have a problem.
FCC is not does not cover YouTube. YouTube says, you know, they have their own rules.
No, but I'm not talking about YouTube. I'm talking about you. You're the Blaze. So you guys don't have any downside. Now, if you want then to say to YouTube, hey, the federal government is fine with what we're doing, can you explain further why you're giving us a hard time? That puts YouTube in jeopardy.
I remember when I was young and naive.
I think you need to hire me back. I need to come in and take over the whole operation.
I don't know. Okay, so let me go to this. We'll do one more thing on social media. Barack Obama now hired by Netflix to do history programming.
Yes. Well, Barack Obama is a production company, and I don't begrudge him that.
No. Nope.
He can do whatever he wants to do in that area. So he's going to make Barack Obama history stuff, mm-hmm. and Netflix thinks that enough people will watch it to make it profitable. Mm-hmm. I don't have a beef with any of that, as long as we know what the production is and who's behind it.
You know what's really strange, though? You know what's really strange? Is what? I've gone to Netflix with history. No, they're not interested in history. I bet Bill O'Reilly and you. Glenn Beck could both walk in and say...
Look, if I brought something to Netflix, the odds are that I wouldn't... I got four movies made from the Killing Books, okay?
Yes.
But the movies that I got made were made by companies friendly...
Correct.
...to 21st Century Fox.
Correct.
If I had taken my movies to Spielberg, or to Katzenberg, or to Disney, I would have gotten no.
Right. Because here's what you're failing to recognize, I think, Bill, and that is the times are changing, and the kids are not watching television. They're just not watching it. They're watching everything on YouTube.
I get that. I know.
Yeah, everything is on YouTube, Netflix, Amazon. If we are boxed out of Netflix, YouTube, Amazon, there's no way to communicate to the next generation.
There's going to have to be another company that comes in to do programming, just like Fox News came on the scene to challenge the liberal media 23 years ago. That's what's going to happen. You're not going to change the culture or force private companies to be fair.
Okay, so
that's not going to happen. So another production company is going to have to rise up.
This is theory now, Bill, and I know you don't engage in theory, but I would like to hear your response to my theory. I believe that, Zuckerberg is calling for more regulation on him. What company ever calls for more regulation? You know what I'd like? You know what we need around here? We need more government inspectors. We need more government regulation. Nobody does that. Nobody does that. He's calling for more regulation. And I think with the moves that are making, you're going to see even the conservatives say, you know, these platforms, they're utilities. It's like the phone. It's a utility. We should regulate those things. I think that the government getting involved and regulating things like Google and Facebook is coming, and it is going to be really, really bad, because the socialists in these corporations and the socialists in our government are going to love to have that much control, power, and information.
Well, it's not going to happen under the Trump administration. They won't do it. But if there is a liberal president next time around or in 6 years, then what you're saying is probably going to happen. But there is a lot of money, and I mean big, serious money, on the right in this country. And there's no reason why they can't start to form companies that compete against Zuckerberg and the others, because they would make money. there's a huge audience, as Fox News has proven, that want to see programming that isn't skewed left. And, you know, when it comes right down to it, we don't want government pinheads telling creative people what to do. We don't. But we have to really understand that the entertainment industry, and that encompasses books and movies, is 80% left-wing, and they hire based on their ideology, not on skill or creativity.
And they're only getting worse.
So other private companies have to come up.
All right, Bill O'Reilly, more with him in just a second. We're going to talk to him about the economy, also the Democrats, and what's happening with Barr in the House. But first, let me stop for just 1 minute. Back to Bill O'Reilly in 1 minute. Tell you about the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are dedicated to educating, training, and legally protecting Americans like you, because we've all heard the stories. You use your gun, God forbid, your life is destroyed. You're protecting yourself, depending on the state. One reason I live in Texas, they have the castle doctrine. Somebody comes into your house and they are threatening you and your family, you can use your gun. You do that in New York, God help you. You do that in Washington, D.C. or Chicago or California, God help you. That's where the USCCA comes in. Now, listen, they have a 164-page life-saving booklet right now. It's called The Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. This is really important. They have also made it on audio, so you can get the free audio. This is 100% free. They just want to introduce themselves to you, and they want to introduce themselves by showing you what they can do to help your family. So this is free. How to see attackers before they see you. How to survive a mass shooting scenario. Best tactical places to be in public areas like restaurants or whatever. Home defense checklist. Get it now. It's free, but only free until the end of this week, and that is today. Just text the word Beck, word of the day, Beck, to 87222, 87222. Text the word Beck. You'll receive this free book, and you can have the audiobook for free as well. That's Beck to 87222. Oh, yeah. 10-second station ID.
You don't say that at the end.
10-second station ID. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Affiliates? I wish we had a professional broadcaster on the line like a Bill O'Reilly.
But we don't. We just have Bill O'Reilly.
Well, here I am. And, you know, Stu, I will send your mother a Mother's Day gift if you want to, because she did do a good job with you. So I'm just tell me your name and address off the air.
What about my mom? What about my mom?
I will say my mom would love that, Bill. If you do that,
I got to have a long talk with your mother.
Wait a minute. What about my mom?
A long talk.
Well, my mom is dead, and thank you very much for bringing up that painful wound.
I'm gonna pray for that.
All right, so Bill, let's do just a couple of minutes, because I can't take this Barr stuff, because it is. I watch Nancy Pelosi, and she looks like the Crypt Keeper. She is starting to look crazy. But anyway, I saw...
Are you saying that her face is cavernous?
Word of the day for Nancy Pelosi, cavernous. Yeah, she just looks like she's had better days and should have stopped with plastic surgery long ago. But
you know what this is all about, right?
What? Barr?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, tell me.
Okay. So, and this is a very important story. The Wall Street Journal zeroed in on it today. Next week, the Horowitz report, Michael Horowitz, Inspector General,
Department of Justice,
comes out.
Right.
And Joe DeGeneva on BillO'Reilly.com said there's 100% certainty that there'll be criminal referrals. Has to be Comey and McCabe, the two top FBI guys. Now, if that's true, and Horowitz comes out and says we have to charge members of the FBI and perhaps other agencies because they violated federal law, all of that's going to come back on Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party. Now, who's going to do the prosecution? Barr. So they have to try to destroy Barr now before the stuff comes out. so that people
okay, hang on, hang on, hang on.
Well, it's Barr doing it.
How
you been talking about?
Yeah, I do, and I know this about next week, and we haven't talked about it because I don't want to be the media that was always saying, you know, there's a report and everybody's going to jail. Donald Trump will be burned at the stake, and then it didn't happen.
But I'm citing my sources. Barr himself says the report's going to come out.
Yeah, so I know that it's coming out. How
DeGeneva is about as savvy a Washington lawyer as you can get. And, you know, that's what he told me. All I can do is report. So I don't think there's any doubt that Nadler and Schiff and Pelosi and Schumer are scared, because this changes the whole narrative from Trump did something wrong to Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic Party did something wrong. And that's going to hurt them in the election of 2020.
Okay. Speaking of the election of 2020, I saw a poll that came out yesterday where they ran all of these crazies against Donald Trump, and only Elizabeth Warren loses to Donald Trump by 1 point. How much stock do you put in
this? CNN poll?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Now, Beck, you and I, and even Stu, understand that CNN is not a news organization any longer. So that's like running a poll out of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Do you like the crown prince? Yeah, we love him!
Right.
Okay?
Right.
It's the same thing. Go ahead.
No, I was just wondering. That's what was my question. How much stock do you put into that, that poll?
Zero.
So,
can I go to negative numbers?
Yes, you can. But is there, when you're looking at the field, first, let's just go through this field.
Joe Biden.
He's the one.
It.
And what is the strategy that you would say if Joe Biden does this, he's got a pretty good chance?
Shut up. That's it. Just wave. He's going to put Stacey Abrams on the second. It's going to be Biden Abrams. They're going to tell Joe, just don't say anything stupid. All right, we'll handle all this stuff.
Not a chance of that.
We're going to run as the second coming of Barack Obama, and they're going to be their strategy. That's what they'll do.
How much do you believe that Joe Biden actually, I love this, called Barack Obama and said, no, I don't want you to endorse me?
That is not true.
No.
No.
Really? Yes.
You want to know what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what happened. Barack Obama went to Joe Biden in 2015 and said, Joe, it would really be better if you did not run for president, because Hillary Clinton's got a much better chance to coalesce the party and defeat Donald Trump. So do me this solid. If she doesn't win, then you'll get another chance. Biden did. Okay. Here's another chance. So I know for a fact that Obama has given Biden all his precinct machinery. That means office space, people who run local, you know, mm-hmm. in each state.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the whole Obama machine at his disposal. You know what kind of an advantage that is?
Huge.
Huge.
Just in an organizational capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Obama's never going to come out and say, I'm endorsing Joe. He will. He will. But he's not going to do it now because, you know, he's got all these other people and they don't want him to do that. That would bring a lot of scorn, particularly from the New York Times and Washington Post, that don't want Joe Biden. They want a more radical left candidate. Okay? So Obama has never been one to put himself up for scorn. So he's not going to say anything until it gets much closer to the convention.
Who do you think is the number two? If it's not Biden, who's his biggest competition?
So if, say, Biden is kidnapped and disappears into the jungles of the Amazon.
Sure, okay.
Who likely. Is the next one?
Yeah.
You know.
Wait. Think about it. We're up against a break, okay. And this is too
right,
good.
I'll
I mean, the broadcaster in me is just screaming, don't let him answer. Wait till after the commercial break. We'll do that with Bill O'Reilly when we come back. Stand by.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
I was pleased to find out this week that Bill O'Reilly has done his own homework and has decided to join the team of realestateagentsitrust.com.
Oh, very cool.
He'll be telling his audience about these great real estate agents that we have put together. My team has worked on this for many years. It was a side project that was more just kind of a passion project because we believe that, you know, nobody knows how to find a real estate agent. You just don't know how. I got a neighbor or a friend who does this. Yeah, my cousin does it part-time. Don't, for the love of Pete, don't do that. This is your biggest investment. You need somebody who has the right marketing plan, who has experience, and who knows the neighborhood that you live in, knows how to sell it, knows how to price it right, knows how to negotiate for the best deal. We have put together, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 real estate agents all around the country. They are the best in your area. So if you're looking to buy or sell a home, I want you to go to realestateagentsitrust.com. That's realestateagentsitrust.com. Do this now. It's your biggest investment. It is your home. Realestateagentsitrust.com.
Conservatives are under attack online. Fight back by subscribing to The Blaze and giving them a place to get their voice out. BlazeTV.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn.
Welcome to the program. Back with Mr. Bill O'Reilly. Now that you've been in the isolation chamber here for a few minutes and you've had time to think, if it isn't Joe Biden, aliens come down or over a wall in Mexico. And then we all look at each other and say, aliens, that's not an alien. Aliens are from the sun. What kind of hate monger are you? We have that conversation. And then we notice Joe Biden is gone somehow. Bill O'Reilly, who is the guy that, or the woman, God forbid. Bid. It wasn't wouldn't be a woman or a white woman. Who's the next person that you think could win?
Well, it all has to do with the voters. So if you look at the primary system, the way it's set up, Bernie Sanders will do okay in the radical precincts of Iowa. So will, I don't know, Beto O'Rourke may do all right there. Who's ever crazier? All right, because that's so far, far left, those caucuses. Then they go to New Hampshire, which, again, in the Democratic primary in the Granite State, right next to Bernie, he's always done well there. He beat Hillary Clinton last time around. So he might do okay, but there's no way on earth the Democratic Party is going to nominate Bernie Sanders running against Donald Trump. I mean, you might just exhume George McGovern's body and put him in there Weekend at Bernie's, you know? I mean, it's not going to happen.
So wait. He is way ahead, is he not? Isn't Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
No, it's Biden. Biden. It's Biden now. It's Biden. Biden. Right. But he is
around 15 to 18 with Biden in, and the others are 10 and down. But if you look at the others, if you look at all of them, there isn't one that is capturing the imagination of the Democrats.
So,
because they're all pretty much the same. There's no difference.
Right, but how do you...
amusing when they debate.
How do you capture the socialist wing with Biden?
He doesn't need them. No, because most Democrats just hate Trump. And if they think that Biden can beat Trump, they'll vote for Biden. Nobody's going to stay home and say, well, I'm a socialist, I'm not going to vote for Biden. When Trump's running against them, they'll all vote for Biden. They may not like him, but they'll vote for him because they hate Trump so much. So that's what Biden is. Biden doesn't have any policies. He can't come in and say, well, I'm going to make the economy better. He's not. He's not going to make it better. It's, look at Trump, we hate him, vote for me. That's his whole campaign, 100% of it. I'm not Trump. And Americans are going to have to decide whether they want a vibrant economy, if it stays that way, or are they going to vote personality? That's what they're going to have to decide.
I want to talk to you about the economy, because the economy, is booming. We now have the lowest unemployment rate since 1969. Our wages are now, I think the average wage is like $26 an hour, which is up for the first time.
Show.
Oh, you're lucky to make that on this show.
I know.
So, So what, you know, what does the economy look like going forward, especially when Donald Trump just approved a $2 trillion stimulus package?
But that hasn't passed.
It's going to.
All right, that, you know, he said to Pelosi and Schumer, yeah, I'll go along with it. But once the Republicans get it, they'll knife it, and then they'll want to throw in illegal alien stuff in it and Sanctuary City stuff. It's probably not going to pass.
Really? Is that only because they'll pass it after, if he's elected, they'll pass it?
After the election, they may pass it. But look, here's the deal. The economy is very strong now. It doesn't mean it's going to be very strong a year from now. You know how fast things move in this world.
I know.
China looks like right now they're going to make a deal with the United States that will be economically beneficial to our country. It looks like it'll happen. That'll be another layer of Trump's success in economic precincts. So you have to assume that Trump's going to come into the 2020 campaign with a very strong economic resume, particularly compared to Barack Obama's 8 years. So Biden, that's Biden's deficit. What is Biden going to say? We did well for 8 years? He's going to blame George W. Bush, and everybody's going to go, ah, come on. But that's what the only way he has to go.
Yeah,
he has to blame Bush for 8 years? I mean, that's like saying, I'm going to take over the Kansas City Royals, and 8 years later, you don't make them better, and you're blaming the previous manager. Hey, you had 8 years. Shape it up. All right? So Trump's got a tremendous advantage in the economy, and he's got the emotional issues of illegal immigration. What are the Democrats going to say? We oppose illegal immigration? They don't. We try to stem it. We try to have a responsible immigration policy. Are Democrats going to actually say that? They don't. What are they going to say about ISIS? ISIS ran wild for 8 years under Barack Obama. Trump slapped it down in two. What is Biden going to say? I was tough on ISIS. You didn't even want to get Osama bin Laden, Joe Biden. You voted against that in that little confab you had in the White House. You were the guy who said, don't go into Pakistan and get him. So
well, it was a tough
decision. I destroyed Biden on every issue. So it comes back to Trump's personality.
So it comes back to really what we fought in 2016, which was anybody but Hillary. Now it's anybody but Trump.
Right.
But Hillary.
The Democrats have a big, big problem. And you know, you'll never know that by reading the press and CNN polling. CNN polling, I love it. Well, we're going to call up 10 Democrats and one Republican. That's what they do.
What we had with 2016 was anybody but Hillary, and that's one reason why Trump won. However, Hillary wasn't the president with a good economy behind them. And people don't like change when things are generally going well.
Never underestimate the power of Donald Trump to blow something up.
I know.
You guys read my book, and I'm wrapping it up. I got to hand it in next week. The United States of Trump, the history of
Send
Trump.
Me a copy early, will you, Bill? Send me a
copy.
You
guys are going to be amazed. But as a tactician, a political tactician, Trump is doing very, very well. But whether, you know, but any day, anything could happen.
Oh, I know. It's a ticking time bomb. It's just a ticking time bomb. All right, Bill, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again. Your new book does come out in September.
You can pre-order.
When does my mom
have
get it?
Have you pre-ordered it, Beck? Have you ordered
it? I have. I actually have, Bill.
When does my mom get her copy?
When it comes out, because I can't do that. But I'm going to send it with more Chamonix. I'm going to send it two things.
No, he's serious. He would love for his mother to get a signed book from you.
I mean, killing the SS, she'd be happy with that.
I mean, she'd be happy with that. He would be the son of the year.
Very, very quickly to your mom. What's your mom's name?
Anne Marie.
Anne Marie, one word or two?
Two.
With an E on the N or no?
On both of them, yes.
Okay. Anne Marie, I will send her a signed copy of Killing the SS. A little grizzly. She going to be okay with that?
She can handle it.
She grew up with him.
She raised me.
It's not a problem.
Bill O'Reilly, thank you so much, brother.
Thanks for having me in, guys.
Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com. We have hopefully something very exciting to announce next week with Bill. Something I've never done before. I don't know if Bill has ever done before. And it's going to be really, really exciting. And you're involved, Stu.
I am.
Lots of people are involved.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
This is going to be really fun. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll announce that next week. All right. Our sponsor this half hour is X Chair. What can I say about X Chair other than thank you. Thank you, X Chair. Thank you for making... Do you remember I've tried so many different chairs. Remember that blue chair that we had in Philadelphia that was like $1 billion?
Yes.
And you know, it was like riding a bike. I've tried all kinds of chairs because I'm sitting for 3 hours. Tried all kinds of chairs to keep my back from killing me.
I love how you just describe sitting for 3 hours if there's this hard thing that you had to get through in your life.
I know. And then I go home, then I go to my office and I've got a couch and I got to sit down on the couch. All day sometimes.
Sometimes,
I
mean, shoveling food into your mouth.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Thank you for using an instrument like a shovel. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. It makes me sound tougher. Anyway, no, come on. You can get really uncomfortable in the wrong chair. X Chair is the best. Try it out for yourself. All kinds of different settings. XChairBeck.com. Why get buried laying down? Just strap me one of these chairs and throw me into a hole, and because I'm comfortable for eternity. It's 844-4X-CHAIR, 844-X-CHAIR, or xchairbeck.com. They probably didn't like that analogy there, but $100 off now at xchairbeck.com. So welcome to it. It is it's Derby weekend. If you're listening to us in Kentucky, I am a big Kentucky Derby fan. My grandfather, we used to go to his house and watch Kentucky Derby every year, first Saturday in May. My grandfather was a horse trainer, and none of us ever believed the stories that he used to tell us until we actually saw, what was that movie that came out? We're like, oh my gosh, that is exactly what Grandpa said. The movie wasn't Secretary. It's the old movie with the, you know, that was about the horse that won in the Seabiscuit. Yeah. So he was, you know, it was cool. When I moved to Kentucky, I lived in Louisville, and I went to the Derby every year, and there's nothing like it. If you've never been to the Kentucky Derby, it is an American tradition. Everybody should do not do it in the infield.
I think the infield would be fun.
Oh my gosh, the infield is like, you know, rape and murder city.
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Well, it is at the Indy 500. If you've ever been to the Indy 500, it's rape and murder city in the Indy 500, you know, but the Kentucky Derby is great. And it's just, I don't know, it's just more genteel. That's a word that really belongs to Kentucky. It's just very genteel.
It's a really, really fun day.
It's great.
It's a
drunken mess.
Yes.
I don't care who you are or how, you know, high your hat is or how dressed up you are.
That is how I would describe myself at the particular event.
I was there when they first opened the Kentucky Derby Museum, and I actually saw it on Fox this morning, and I was there for the opening of that. And it was like a black tie thing. It was either the night before or the day of the Derby. And I went in, and this is my drinking days, and I love bourbon. I love Maker's Mark. I love you.
Get a sponsorship going.
I have a lot of good experiences with Maker's Mark. This was not one of them. This was actually one of my most shameful moments, because if you've never had a mint julep, it is it's whiskey or bourbon with sugar in it. That's all it is.
Yes,
it's a little bit of mint.
It's not a good drink.
It's bourbon masquerading as a really sweet drink. You know, it's
a way of getting a tall glass of bourbon and looking respectable.
It's whiskey in a clean glass. Okay. Sorry for bourbon lovers. I know the difference. So you go to the Kentucky Derby. If you've never had a mint julep, you have to have a mint julep. Well, you drink maybe two of those and you're hammered. Mm. Not me. You know, I was looking this at a contest. How many can I drink?
Because they're potent.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're in collector glasses. And I wanted to collect a lot of those collector glasses. And so I did. But then remember, I'm in a bow tie and, you know, a black, you know, a black tuxedo, and I'm in the Kentucky Derby Museum as they open it up. And if you've never seen the Kentucky Derby trophy, it is beautiful. It's all carved with these horses on it. It's absolutely stunning. You know, you see it on TV and you're like, okay, yeah, that's cool. But these trophies are really beautiful. Now, I'm really hammered. And I am standing there, and I think I'm standing at the trophy case with my friend. And at this time, I'm not only hammered, but I am also an artist with the F word. And so I am looking at this, and I said to my, who I thought was my friend, "This is incredible. Look at this. This is so effing beautiful. This is the most effing beautiful thing I've ever seen. F that. Beautiful, don't you think?" And I turned to my, who I thought was my friend, and it was Walter Cronkite. And he said, "Yes, I guess it is really beautiful." And that was it. And I'm like, "You're Walter Cronkite." "Yes, young man, I am." And then he walked away. And I thought, I'm going to regret this moment for the rest of my effing life. And I have. That was my introduction to Walter Cronkite.
I'm sure.
Yes, it is quite beautiful.
Hmm. Do you think he was hammered too, or no, just you?
No, he was stone cold sober. So was everybody else, really. It's a sign of alcoholism, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, you think you're the one who's like really in control, and you're really not. You're really not. Mm-mm. My friend, by the way, I believe may have been just sitting trying to get his sea legs so he didn't vomit on the stairs going down there. So Walter had to go by my friend, who I was lucky enough didn't go, "Hey, you just met my friend over there by that beautiful cop. I think you're going to throw up in a minute."
By the way, he confirmed that story today.
Yeah.
So that actually happened.
Yeah, and, you'd never heard that story?
I don't think I have heard that one. Yeah. I've heard a lot of your stories.
Yes, young man, mm-hmm. I am.
You've become much more boring over the years, I will say.
I have been.
Maker's Mark
made you
interesting.
Show would be much better. Well, it was Jack. Maker's Mark got me into the connoisseurship of bourbon and whiskey. Ooh, what's the difference between the two? Nothing. Nothing. Sorry, bourbon lovers and whiskey lovers alike. You can go back to your civil war on the difference between the two. But Maker's Mark, I miss you, and I'll be thinking about you all Derby weekend. God bless.
All right. So we have Relief Factor, and we're going to be coming up with our disastrous Democratic candidate draft here in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Not for the country, but it's going to be good. Anyway, let me tell you about Relief Factor. If you're in pain, there is a way for you to escape that pain. A lot of us have tried this at the Blaze, and 70% of the people who try this, people just like you and me, 70% that try it find relief from pain. And I have found tremendous relief. I want you to go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. Call them, order the quick start. It's 3-week trial. If it doesn't work, stop taking it. If it does, you get your life back. It's relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So today we thought, it's Friday, let's do a draft pick of the candidates. But this is working kind of the opposite. I think the last person picked is probably the best person out of all of the bad Democrats to be president for us.
We're going to back into a consensus pick for who we should have as president if we were forced to take a Democrat.
Right.
But this is going to be interesting. Trying to pick the worst team of presidential hopefuls you can possibly pick.
Yeah.
It's tough because they all suck.
They all suck. So, but some of them really suck much more than just your average everyday really suck. We do that in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So hang on, Stu, tell me about the draft picks. Draft picks usually are the worst team, right?
Yeah, well, the worst team in a normal draft would have the first pick in the draft. However, we're just going to do a random drawing here.
No, I think we should do this like, you know, like the regular draft. I'm just doing ZipRecruiter here. You know, this is a company that, you know, helps people hire.
Yeah.
You know, find great quality candidates. And so it made me think we should do it as the worst team. So all anybody has to do, unless you want me to go first, all anybody has to do is just admit that they have the worst show on the network, the one closest to being canceled. Or I'll go first. I mean, I'm willing to go first unless you're willing to tell me that.
Anybody want to
step up and say the worst team? Okay, well, I'll go first. What the heck?
You just want the first pick.
I was offering.
Andrew said he wanted to say something.
I mean, are we going by numbers or quality? If we're going by quality, I'm great. If we're going by numbers, I got to go first.
ZipRecruiter. Right now, if you're looking for an employee, you want to find the right one. These guys have worked on algorithms that can help sort through all of the. I mean, you go to a job recruiting, you know, website, and you're just going to get just a deluge of resumes, and some of them are old, some of them don't even fit, and I mean, it's a nightmare to go through it. ZipRecruiter helps you because they find the right candidate. You get the right candidate usually in the first 24 hours. Now it's actually coming in the first hour. Many people are saying it's ZipRecruiter.com, and you can try it for free right now. ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. If you use the /Beck, you then have the ability to use it for free and try it out. ZipRecruiter.com. Hire with confidence. ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. Okay. So then should we just go around? How do you want to pick? Random piece of paper.
Andrew, that's your... Sarah, that's over there. We're picking now random, because I guess Glenn is just taking
the
first pick.
I'll take a random number.
You want to take the random
number? Yeah, if you're going to do a random number, I just want you to know. Now it's not scientific. For love of Pete.
There you go. All right. Let's see. Who we have?
I got number one.
Okay, so there we go. Glenn gets number one anyway.
I haven't even opened it.
Got two?
Oh, I did get two. Number one.
Oh, you did?
I really did. Okay. I've got two.
Sarah Gonzalez, host of News and Why It Matters.
What? It's rigged. This thing is rigged.
It's God, rigged system. God telling us.
All right, Sarah Gonzalez, News and Why It Matters, gets the number two pick. Who has three?
I've got three.
Andrew Heaton, host of Something's Off with Andrew Heaton, who should learn to talk into the microphone. He's going to be a broadcaster.
I've got three.
All right, he's got number three. And
I have number four.
Pat Gray Unleashed gets the number four pick in our draft.
So let me just explain this to Andrew, because he'll understand it this way. Imagine that all of the names that are running for president here, you're going to issue them a red shirt because a team has to beam down to the planet.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the last person that's picked gets either a blue shirt or a yellow shirt, and they're the only one coming back.
Gold shirt, but okay.
Yeah, gold shirt. Okay.
All right, Glenn.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're going
now,
for
but
the...
But now I don't understand it.
Right. So the last person picked would be the consensus that...
That's the best candidate.
The best candidate that we wouldn't want.
Yeah, the least offensive.
Least offensive.
We're going to back into that. So... I think the one thing to remember here is we are trying to pick the worst president. If you, no matter what your definition of how that would work, if this person became president, you'd think they'd be the worst possibility for the presidency of the United States.
I gotta go.
I mean, I got
the whole slate.
You do,
but I'm gonna go because I just couldn't take it if it was Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren I would say this is a surprise number one overall pick.
I mean, I could have gone to Bernie Sanders, but Elizabeth Warren would just grate on me after a while.
That would be agonizing.
Yeah.
So Elizabeth Warren goes first overall in the worst possible president draft. We go to Sarah Gonzalez. News and Why It Matters, Sarah.
I would say Gillibrand, because I can't handle the social media videos.
Okay.
She'd just be 4 years of working out videos and the beer pong with water. That's unacceptable.
That is absolutely unacceptable.
What about the democracy dollars? Her latest is democracy dollars.
What the hell are democracy dollars?
She's giving away democracy dollars to her voters so that they can donate to her campaign.
Yeah.
What is that?
So that she can get 65,000 donors so that she can make the debate stage.
Oh my gosh. Well, she's giving away Shroot Bucks.
Yes.
Right from Shroot Farms.
Yes.
Oh yes. God. But mostly playing beer pong with water is just disqualifying. All right.
That
number,
is
number three.
So I would say first two picks off the board.
Surprising.
Big surprise picks. Yes.
I thought for sure Bernie Sanders would go number one or at least number two.
I did too. Mm-hmm. We go to Andrew Heaton. Something's off with Andrew Heaton.
I'm gonna get Bernie Sanders.
Ah, Bernie Sanders.
That is my
like Bernie Sanders. What do you mean? That's not fair.
My nightmare is to have to choose between Trump and Bernie Sanders. I want to get him out real quick. So that I don't have to make that decision.
Right. I will say that's a huge value pick at number three overall. I'm impressed by that by Andrew Heaton.
Yeah.
Getting Sanders at three is something I did not see
coming. Bargain.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bargain.
Right. Pat Gray from Pat Gray Unleashed goes number four.
Oh, wow. still some pretty good ones to choose from.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Cory Booker.
Oh, no, damn it. That was my number two pick.
Yeah.
That was my number two.
He is a
nightmare. If I would have had Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker on the same team, there's no way you beat me for obnoxious.
Now, I will say, I have two picks in a row here as snake draft format.
Wait, and you have two.
That's how snake draft works here, yes. That's how we do it.
Wait, you didn't say we were doing a snake draft.
Explain that to me in Star Trek terminology.
Okay, so it's like, say Captain Kirk had the last pick of the first round. He gets the first pick of the second round so that we all even it out.
Like in episode 14.
Exactly, in episode 14.
And then we go back around this
way.
This is like
next generation. So I say, Q, I'm telling you, you're playing games. That's what's happening
there's
here.
There's a lot of Star Trek references going on that I don't understand.
I will not play your charade anymore.
So I am now at the point where I've got two picks in a row, a lot of good ones on the field, and still on the board. I'm going to go with my first pick, Bob Franco Rourke.
Oh, come on.
I just could not take Mr. Hand Gesture, sweaty, climbing on counters like he's feline. Mm-hmm. Could not take it if Bob Franco Rourke was on our TV any more than he already is. And with my next pick...
This is not right.
It starts to get a little bit difficult here. I'm going to go with... I will go with Eric Swalwell. Ah! Eric Swalwell is just... Now, no, you might not know who he is. He's currently polling at 0%. But he's a guy that goes on MSNBC, says the most outrageous things he can to get attention. He's basically running on getting rid of the Second Amendment right now. He's an irritating attention hog. And I would say both of my picks went down that road of O'Rourke and Swalwell. So Swalwell goes number six as the worst possible president out of this crappy field. Next up, Pat Gray.
I think I'm going to go with John Hickenlooper.
Really?
Yeah.
Hickenlooper.
Yeah.
We got to take these off as we go because I don't know who's up left anymore.
Hickenlooper is a climate change nightmare. Mm. Hickenlooper is all about climate this, climate that, Green New Deal. He is a true believer. In algorism.
He is. He's
You're
down
triggering
there.
Andrew.
He's you are triggering Andrew a little bit.
I like the moderates.
but I will say, Andrew has his chance to take another one off the board right now mm-hmm. with the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8th overall pick here in the crappy candidate draft.
Well, I left New York about 6 months ago, and I would be horrified if Bill de Blasio became my president after I escaped.
Yes.
So I'm going to pick.
He's still on the fence. He's not
yet.
In the race. So de Blasio.
No, those are on the fence. He can't pill from on the fence.
That would have been a good pick, though, I will say. Mm-hmm. A very good pick.
All right. In that case, I'm going to go with Julian Castro.
All right. Look at Castro.
Man, now, you guys are taking all of my picks.
Now, Castro's an interesting one because you could get two for one there. There is a twin involved. So are you taking both twins off the board here?
Can I do that, or do I have to use my third place? Yeah, I'll take both Castros.
Okay. So, Castro times two goes 8th overall to Andrew Heaton of Something's Off with Andrew Heaton. Now, the news and why it matters, Sarah Gonzalez with the 9th pick.
I'm going to go Kamala because I think she is going to be viewed as a moderate, but we all know that she's not anymore, and I think she could be dangerous. I mean, anytime you get a woman running for president, you have to question
their intentions. It's always the women who say this.
Yeah.
It's only women who say they don't want women presidents. I want that to be known to the nation.
So I'm going to go for Joe Biden because I think there's a chance he just... is drooling on himself within the first 18 months. And then it's like whoever he picks, you know, when you're voting for Joe Biden, you're really voting for vice president.
Wait, what?
Are you saying you're going to kill Joe Biden?
No, don't even joke about that. No, I'm saying, have you heard his speeches lately where he's like, He's slipping, so I think he may be drooling within the first 18 months. No. Well, he might be.
All right, we are now in the third round. Glenn Beck's second straight pick here in our snake format draft
that everyone understands,
except for everyone other than me. Here we go.
I get another one here. I'm gonna go for Pete Buttigieg because I just don't trust anybody who everyone says you're supposed to hate Chick-fil-A on your side and you don't.
Well, I think that could be
good, but it could also be a massive mask.
Yeah, I also
he's at night going, oh, I hate Chick-fil-A. When I'm president, there's no chickens left.
He keeps saying in speeches, too, look, running for president when, you know, coming from being a mayor of South Bend, I mean, it's beyond bold.
Don't say that about yourself. Yeah. It's so irritating.
And I just don't want the 4 years of the first lady, first man. What do we call it?
Oh, gosh. That would be first gentleman. All right. So we have gone now through 11 picks here in our disastrous Democrat draft. And next up is Sarah Gonzalez of The News and Why It Matters.
I'm going to go with Wayne Messam.
Wayne Messam.
Something tells me he doesn't have the experience required. Okay.
Now, he is the mayor of Miramar, Florida.
That is true. Wait, you said Miramar.
Miramar, Florida.
Well, that does not change anything.
Okay. So, yeah, Wayne Messam, that's a good one. Because we've been picking on kind of the annoying policy stuff. Picking someone who probably is not qualified.
I mean, Amy Klobuchar is still on the board.
She is. She is. And Andrew Heaton has an opportunity to take someone off the board now. Andrew, Democratic, a disastrous draft.
Who is Seth Moulton?
That's a great question, and many people who are voting are asking the same.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to do a wild card and go with Seth Moulton.
Okay. All right. Seth Moulton, Democratic representative.
You're going to leave Marianne Williamson on the board.
Who is Marianne Williamson?
Okay.
Oh, Marianne Williamson. Jeez, that's an Oprah guru. Yes. She'd be fantastic.
Oh, wait, hold on. Is that the psychic from Florida?
No.
I don't know if she's from Florida, but she's a new age.
She's not a psychic, but she's new age.
Sarah wants her to be president.
Oh, she would be a scream.
Can I change mine? Can I do it?
That is not how drafts work. Sorry. You do have another pick coming up, however, but not before Pat Gray has his third round selection.
Okay.
Who is the worst Democrat left on the board, Pat?
I think I'm gonna. I'm torn between Andrew Yang, who wants to eliminate circumcision, and Jay Inslee, who I think I just confused Jim Hickenlooper for.
John Hickenlooper.
See, I even mixed up the name. I think I'm gonna go Andrew Yang.
Andrew Yang off the board. There we go.
I kind of like Andrew Yang. I mean, except the whole. You know,
except for the whole
circumcision is
some weird stuff going on.
He did say on the Shapiro thing that it was just a personal choice. He didn't want to ban it.
And Ben accepted that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know people who are like, I don't know why I've ever talked to those people. In fact, I think I never talked to them again because it's just like, why are we talking about this? Right. Let's move on with our lives.
Yes.
But anyway.
Yeah. My heart started to flutter there as I thought Pat might take an important pick out of my draft. With my third round pick, I am absolutely going with Jay Inslee. Inslee is a huge climate guy. It's really running a one-issue campaign on the climate. Yep. He has just been the first state to legalize human composting. That happened over the last 24 hours. Human composting is now in play, which is interesting. But I will say he also blamed the flooding in Iowa on Donald Trump, which I thought was a nice touch. So I'll go Jay Inslee there. Yeah. And I got to say, because I am terrified of Sarah Gonzalez allowing Oprah and Kim Kardashian's guru to be president of the United States.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
I am absolutely taking Marianne Williamson off the board.
Oh, man.
I do not. No, I don't. We already have too many Kardashians in the White House. I don't want more showing up. Marianne Williamson off the board with my fourth round pick. Pat Gray is up next.
Crushed my dreams.
Okay, we're going to do that here in a second. First, we're close to finding the next president of the United States. And one that I think no one will know coming up in just a second. First, let me tell you about our sponsor. It is Car Shield. You know, going out to the garage with your dad or your grandpa and working on the car and fixing the car and going to the auto parts store, and that ain't happening anymore. You open up the hood and you're like, I don't even know what is this? You can't fix your own car anymore. And when they break down, it kind of sucks. because it could be a sensor. And that sensor is, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. My son-in-law had to pay for $3,000 for a stupid sensor that, I don't know, did brake lights or something like that. And it was like, it used to be in my day, there was just a wire running from the thing you stepped on all the way to the back to turn on the lights. Now you've got sensors doing everything, and they're really expensive. But if you have an extended vehicle protection from CarShield, you don't have to worry about a lot of this stuff. They cover a ton of things that go wrong with your car. They've already paid out $2 billion of
repairs. Yeah, they're pretty big with that.
Sorry, I just man, I think it's Andrew in the room. Jesus, boring me to death. Anyway, they cover everything that your car will need. It is an extended vehicle protection, CarShield. Call 1-800-CAR-6000, mention the promo code Beck, or visit carshield.com and use the promo code Beck. Save 10% right now. I have it for my car. CarShield.com, carshield.com, or 1-800-CAR-6000. 10 seconds, station ID. Okay, do I get another pick or is it Andrew's?
No, it's going to be Pat Gray's Mine. Pick here. We've had some big surprises so far. Warren goes number one overall. Pat Gray admitting that he selected the wrong governor for his second round pick was a huge moment in this draft.
That happens in the NFL draft all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah. Crap, I've been in the other Johnson. Pat Gray now has his fourth round pick. Pat?
John Delaney.
John Delaney.
John Delaney.
Wow. Dang it.
I thought Delaney had a chance here to come out. He's a guy who at least will say capitalism has done a couple of good things.
But I know nothing about him, though.
Okay, that's a good reason.
Nothing.
Okay, there
and
we
nobody
go.
Nobody knows anything
and
about him.
And he's been running for an extremely long time.
Yes. Yeah.
No one knows anything about him
right.
still.
That does say right. something. Something's off with Andrew Heaton. It has Andrew Heaton here, of course. And he's
cannot
Jenny's was not
Amy
available.
Klobuchar is still on the board.
Hmm. She's
not that bad.
I got to say, I don't influence anything. Andrew's up next.
Right. I'm going to go. May I?
Yes,
can
you
I go?
May.
I'm going to go with Tim Ryan.
Tim Ryan.
I had a weird dream the other night. He looked at me funny. Didn't like it.
Wait,
I'm going to put him on there.
Why were you dreaming about Tim Ryan?
I have very boring procedural dreams. I like to read Robert's Rules of Order before I go to sleep. It creates odd situations.
All right. We have two more picks left and three more candidates. Here's the three candidates remaining. Michael Bennett, who just announced the other day he's a senator from Colorado, if you don't know that.
What he announced?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm a senator. I'm a senator from Colorado, in case you don't know.
He's like, he declared bankruptcy. I declare I'm bankrupt. Okay, so the next one is Amy Klobuchar, of course, the senator from Minnesota. And finally, Tulsi Gabbard has survived.
Any relation to the other Gabbard?
You'd have to be more specific.
Wasn't it? No, that was Gabby Giffords. Never mind.
Okay, no, they're not related at all. They just have the same letter at the beginning of the name. Okay, so
related by way of dyslexia.
Sarah right, Gonzalez okay, right. and Glenn Beck will take off the final two candidates here. Who will they be? Sarah Gonzalez.
I'm going to take Klobuchar.
Going to take Klobuchar off the board. Wow.
It really is a coin toss. I don't know anything other than Michael is a senator.
He's
he announced
senator?
That he's a senator.
Tulsi Gabbard, of course, a congresswoman from Hawaii.
I'm taking Tulsi Gabbard. I forgot who she was. Once you said Hawaii, all of a sudden it came flooding back. Oh, yeah.
We did have a chance there to at least have a good-looking president for a moment. But no, if we have to pick anyone from the field, it's the guy who we obviously know the least about.
He's just John Hickenlooper's double. He is John Hickenlooper.
He is John Hickenlooper.
Michael Bennett is John Hickenlooper.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. I would say I'm not a fan. But Michael Bennett is the one that survives somehow. I think it's just lack of knowledge, to be
I think
frank.
It is. I think once these guys, once we really start seeing them, I don't know a damn thing about Michael Bennett.
I will say
and
that.
And the name recognition is bad, too.
Yes.
Like, once you said Hawaii with Tulsi Gabbard, I'm like, oh, my gosh, how is she still on the board?
Now you do remember that.
Yeah.
Now, a couple things here. I will say, I was surprised that you being anti-Klobuchar, because Klobuchar was the person that Mike Lee identified as all of the senators as the one who was closest to the Constitution,
yeah.
which is why I thought she might win the whole thing.
I thought she would, too.
She's as moderate as it gets in the Democrat Party, probably.
Which is a pretty big deal.
Yeah,
Michael Bennett is not. I mean, I'd much rather have Klobuchar.
Why did you take? Who took Klobuchar?
I took her because if
you're anti women.
I am anti woman. First of all, I'd like to get that off the table.
You really are.
Yes, I'm clarifying. I am anti woman president.
That is crazy.
Yes,
but crazy.
Well, also, I just feel like if they've got a shot right now in the modern Democratic Party, I don't trust them.
Mm,
I don't trust. I mean, she's, yeah. she
that's,
has a that's, shot. That's scary to me.
That's why point. I took off Buttigieg.
Ah,
because I like point. I don't trust yeah. it. I just don't trust it.
So now we need your help, audience, here, because we've got five teams. You have to pick who picked the worst group of candidates. If you go to social media, Twitter, Facebook, you'll see the link to vote. Who was successful in picking the worst crap heap of Democratic candidates here as
well,
a team?
I think it's quite honestly either you or me, Stu.
You think so? I mean, you have Warren, Biden, Buttigieg, and Gabbard. I've got O'Rourke, Swalwell, Inslee, and Williamson. I don't know.
Andrew's got Sanders, Castro.
Yeah.
And a couple. Moulton?
All right. We're going to have right. more here yeah. in just a second.
All right.
Here in the Glenn Beck program. Go to Twitter and Facebook now, and you can vote.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right. I want to tell you about 1-800-Flowers. 1-800-Flowers. Yes. You want to send your mom something nice. 1-800-Flowers. You can get this right now. This 24 roses. We just took them out of the box and jammed them into a vase. But, if mom's going to make them look really, really nice. They're beautiful. They're all very tight, and they came three days ago, and they're starting to bloom, which I hate about roses when they don't bloom. They just kind of open, or they just kind of all the petals fall off.
Yeah, you get them like this. You get the entire,
you get the bloom,
the whole great cycle here.
Yeah. So you can get them at 1-800-Flowers right now. Beautiful. All you have to do is use the code BECK at 1-800-Flowers, and you get 24 of these for $24, and they are really beautiful. Sometimes when you get crappy roses, they're kind of all bruised up and everything. None of these have any bruises on them. They're really beautiful. You can get it now, 1-800-Flowers.com. This offer ends today. You got to do it today. 1-800-Flowers.com. Use the promo code BECK. If you want to get something additional or something different than flowers, you just check out the website. They've got everything. 1-800-Flowers.com.
All right, go vote right now. Go to the Twitter or Facebook account of Glenn Beck or myself and vote on who has the worst presidential team of all time.
Welcome to the program. We want to remind you to go and vote on Facebook or... No, it's just on Facebook, mine or yours.
I think
right?
Facebook and Twitter, you can go wherever. You'll see the link there.
Just go to facebook.com/Glenn Beck and vote on our draft picks. Which personality has picked the worst team of candidates? And I think I've got Warren, Biden, Pete, and Gabbard.
I think you're the favorite here because you've got three big-name candidates.
Yeah.
Most of us got one big-name candidate. I have O'Rourke, Pat has Booker, Andrew has Sanders, Sarah has Kamala Harris. You know, the rest of them, you're filling in people that a lot of people don't know. You've got three people in the top six or seven of the polls, so you did pretty well. I mean, for a guy who doesn't know anything about sports, you did well in the draft, Glenn.
Thank you very much. Well, I looked at it like, you know, who's going to go beam down on the planet and not come back. Because that happens red shirts all the time.
Socialism is a kind of a problem, and you see it spread across our draft board here. I don't know if you've noticed that at all.
I have noticed that. Mm-hmm. If you missed any of the show today, you've got to listen to the first hour of this podcast because it's really intense. And this week, the podcast interview, I do a 90-minute interview with another newsmaker or a person from history. This time, this is the guy, the U.S. agent that actually helped capture Che Guevara. He'll tell you who the real Che is and how bad he was. He was the guy that not only helped capture Che, but he was the guy who actually had to go in and tell Che, you just received the death sentence. Listen to this.
Actually, I was able to shake the president's hand because he came to say hello to the survivor of the infiltration thing. So I remember shaking the president's hand, told him, we shall return. Of course, you know, that was a symbolic thing.
Yeah.
And then he opened the armed forces of the United States for the brigade. So I was one of the 212 officers from the brigade who went to Fort Benning, Georgia, as a second lieutenant commissioned by the president. When we finished that, our teammate asked me to go with him to a special operation in Central America sponsored by the president. Okay. And I asked him at the time, I said, look, Manolo, you know, what guarantee do I have that the president is behind this operation? He asked me, what guarantee do you need? I said, well, you want me to leave the army and go into this motel to get a training from the CIA on communications? Give it to me in uniform, being paid by the U.S. government. You do that, I'll resign, I'll go with you. So he told me, fine, go and see your supervisor and tell him you want communication training. So I go and see this major.
Stop. He's also, this is the wrong clip. This is the clip where he talked about the Bay of Pigs. He was also involved in the Bay of Pigs. This guy has seen everything in Central America. So he tells the story about Che, and, you know, he had to tell him that we're going to have to execute you and shoot you. He then also talked about having to talk the other countries out of basically chopping his body up. They wanted to send his head to Castro. So he knew, and he said, can we not do that? Do we have the clip of him and the head and hands of Che?
That evening, we had a meeting in the headquarters in that area. When I arrived, a general was telling this colonel, if Fidel denied this is Che Guevara, we need tangible proof of it. Cut his head and put in formaldehyde.
Oh, my God.
I said, my general, you cannot do that. I said, why not? And supposedly, Fidel denied this is Che Guevara. You are a head of a state. You cannot show the head of a human being as proof. Say, well, what do you suggest? Say, mi general, you want some tangible proof of it? Cut one finger. We have the fingerprint from the Argentinian Federal Police, and they can be checked. So he ordered both hands to be cut.
Both hands to be cut.
So I left there because I had to take all of the documentation back to Santa Cruz and from there to La Paz. And my friend stayed, and he claimed that in about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, when there was no press around, the doctor came, and they cut both hands and put in formaldehyde. And then a pickup that they called Volqueta, they drove the body of Che and two more. There were three bodies all together to the very end of the runway. And that's where they had a bulldozer who was expanding the runway for bigger planes to land. Huh. They dug a huge hole in the very middle of the runway, and they dropped Che and two bodies there. And they covered up.
Wow. He's fascinating. He also said something rather shocking. I asked him about JFK, and he came out with this.
Actually, I was able to shake the president's hand because he came to say hello to the survivor of the infiltration thing. So I remember shaking the president's hand, told him, we shall return. Of course, you know, that was a symbolic thing.
Yeah.
And then he opened the Armed Forces of the United States for the brigade. So I was one of the 212 officers from the brigade who went to Fort Benning, Georgia, as a second lieutenant commissioned by the president. When we finished that, our teammate asked me to go with him to a special operation in Central America, sponsored by the president.
This is the same cut that was the wrong cut the last time.
The time. I said, look,
I've told them to play that at least 4 times this half hour.
Really?
I told you it's important. You won't play it because you're trying to hide something about the Bay of Pigs.
That's right. And that's not the right one, but that's okay. They all come in order tomorrow and in the right order of the podcast. He came out with what he was talking about with Kennedy. He said,
oh, please play the Bay of Pigs again.
I'm not going to ask for it to be played. He said, it wasn't just Lee Harvey Oswald. It was also, he felt somebody else involved with Cuba.
And I believe we played the Kennedy thing on 4 Minute Buzz earlier today.
Yeah, we did.
So I think that comes at the end of the clip that we keep trying to play.
I'm not going to go there.
I want to hear him talk about
I've got to go shake somebody's hand, I think I'm going to lose my mind.
You've been trying to hide this. I mean, if this does not prove that you are hiding what happened with the Kennedy assassination, I don't know what does.
There it is.
You will not play the audio. It is a great interview, actually, though.
It really is.
From a guy who is credible and really important
and was there
in history and was there.
Was there.
Yeah.
He's telling you, anybody who's wearing a Che shirt needs to listen to this. He's telling you exactly what Che was like, what he did, how horrible of a monster he was. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, and the Kennedy thing was stunning. I mean, when that happened, everyone was walking around the studio saying, like, did he just say that, like, did he, this guy who was at the Che killing, he was in the Cuba, you know, information unit of the CIA,
at the time of Kennedy being assassinated.
And he's basically saying that he does not believe it was Lee Harvey Oswald alone.
Yeah, he's like, Russia and Cuba were involved. He's like, there's no doubt. I'm like, wait.
It wasn't your typical conspiracy theory. It was more of an international intrigue type of thing, which was
different. It was more informed.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And he's not some crackpot.
What was stunning about it, because he started to answer. I didn't expect him to go this way. And he started to answer, and I'm thinking to myself, I think he's saying no, it wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald. And when I got off the stage, like, everyone had been standing in the control room watching this thing being taped, because he's just fascinating, and it's all firsthand. So anyway, watch it this Saturday. That's tomorrow on the podcast, and you can get it at Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Just make sure that you rate it. And review it, please. When you give it a 4 or 5 star rating, and you review it, it changes the algorithm, and it helps other people explore and find that. So please rate and review these podcasts,
and do it for all the people who have given their lives trying to get the truth out. Even though Glenn Beck will not play the truth about the Kennedy assassination, just do it for them.
Because the interview always starts with, and then I went to go shake the general's hand, and I can't take it. I got another second. X chair. It is much more like a recliner than it is an office chair. It is super, super comfortable.
It is really comfortable. And I will say that if you have a home office, X chair is perfect, because if you're sitting in your chair for 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, like so many Americans are, you want to get a place to sit where that is actually comfortable, that you can actually support your back and make you feel like when you get up, you're not, you haven't been lifting rocks all day. Because I think that can happen when you're sitting down for that long of a time. I mean, your back can get screwed up if you don't have a good chair. Invest in it, because the X chair is the best that you can do.
And right now, the X basic model you can get for $100 off for as low as $30 a month with 0% financing. If you order today, you'll also get a free footrest. All you have to do is order at xchairbeck.com. Now, I know you can't sit in it here listening to it on the radio, so they have a 30-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. But you're going to love it. It is really an amazing chair. Also, if you use the promo code XWheels, you're going to receive a free set of new X-Wheels, which makes this thing just glide. It's really, really the best in the wheels. xchairbeck.com, xchairbeck.com, or call 844-4X-CHAIR. And the promo code to get the wheels are XWheels. XWheels is the promo code at xchairbeck.com. We're so glad that you're here. Let's get an update on our draft pick for the worst presidential grouping of candidates.
Yes. So I'm going to finish in second on this one with Beto, Swalwell, Inslee, and Williamson. I got 28% of the vote. Sarah Gonzalez, Andrew Heaton, and Pat Gray kind of all clustered right around the same level in third place. In first place. The guy whose name is on the show, and the only reason he won, of course, Glenn Beck.
No, I don't think so. What am I, the Yankees all of a sudden?
I will say, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, and Tulsi Gabbard is a hell of a team.
That's a great team. That is the Yankees.
I think I'm even voting for you in this one.
It's the Yankees.
But it's a good, solid collection, and thank you for your vote.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Stu. I just got an email in from Kirsten. She said
Gillibrand, because she was surprised she went number two as well.
No, this is a listener of ours who's nice. She said, Glenn, thank you so much for all the team, and thank you for all that you and your team do to help save the Constitution in the U.S. I just canceled my Amazon Prime subscription today and subscribed to theblazetv.com.
Wow.
Great programming every day on the radio, but your special on socialism was my decision-making moment. Kirsten, thank you.
Mm.
Kirsten, I know how tight money is, and I so appreciate it. I really do. If you heard Steven Crowder on radio today, Steven, who is a personality on The Blaze, they're targeting all of us now. And I urge you, even if it's not The Blaze, subscribe and help those who are trying to get the information out that you think the country needs, because we are being squashed now on all sides. And if you missed our special on socialism, here's a clip of it. Watch it for free on YouTube or Facebook all weekend. Here it is. Socialism.
Socialism is on the rise. Despite being responsible for the deaths of over 100 million people, the full collapse of the Soviet Union, the crumbling nations of North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela, the totalitarian police state of China, socialists are coming out of the shadows. They're claiming virtue and moral superiority. I think it's horrifying enough just to watch the spoils of global socialism from the safety of our own borders. But this isn't a distant problem anymore. Our two great oceans that have always protected us, they don't insulate us anymore. It's already infiltrated our government. It's dismantled our values, brick by devastating brick. I talk to people all the time. They'll say, oh, we don't have anything to worry about. It can't happen here. The Constitution will save us. I mean, the founders, they created a system specifically designed to protect us from things like this. Really? Really? Such secrets you keep. Does anybody even know the Constitution anymore? Couldn't be a Lenin here, or a Mao, or a Castro. Yeah, well, that's exactly what those people said. Hitler wasn't Hitler until he was in power, killing people. Stalin wasn't Stalin until he got power and started killing people. And what do both of those systems have in common? Socialism. What if I were to tell you that the socialists that we're talking about, that we're watching every day, they don't need a violent revolution to seize power? The coup that they are plotting would be completely legal. It would be operating within the boundaries of our own system. This isn't some made-up plan. This has been planned decades ago. I told you once that the masks would eventually come off, and they have. The new left, the progressives. Now, they're now openly calling themselves socialists, even democratic socialists. And their plan is entering a very dangerous endgame stage. How do I know this? We found a document that was smuggled into the United States through the Iron Curtain in 1960. Then it was just lost. Nobody paid attention to it. But it describes exactly what's happening to us right now in great detail. My researchers found it again. We'll begin to show it to you tonight. It's the blueprint of how to legally and within the framework of our own system take over a country and flip it. It was originally written as a communist victory report. But I have to tell you, as my staff and I read it, it chilled us to the bone. They tell me what's wrong. We see it for what it is. A roadmap to socialism. A warning from the dead.
Please watch that special. You can find it at blazetv.com. Use the promo code Glenn. And you will save $10 on your membership for the year. But you can watch that special and then make your decision. You can watch it on Facebook or YouTube. Look for Glenn Beck, Socialism, A Warning from the Dead. Watch it. Share it.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.